Introduction to Tefillah. There's an amazing piece in the Chovos HaLevavos, and this is in Shach Cheshbon HaNefesh, if anyone wants to look it up. The Chovos HaLevavos talks about a tzaddik and says there's a certain tzaddik that used to daven in the following way. After he'd finish davening, he'd say like this: Hashem, I would not presume to stand before you, realizing my lowly state and lack of understanding of your greatness and loftiness. For you are high and exalted, but I am lowly and despised. I am too small to ask anything from you, to call you with praise and adulation, or to sanctify your name that's praised by the highest holy angels. But I can presume to do so, because you've elevated me with your commandment to call upon you. You've given me authority to praise your name, according to my understanding of you and my knowledge of your glory. When I express my worship to you and my lowly state before you, you know what's best for me, and you know how to provide for me. I'm not expressing my needs to you to make you aware of them, but rather so that I should be made to realize my dependence upon you, reinforcing my trust in you. And therefore, if in my foolishness I ask for something which isn't good for me, and I petition you for something which isn't going to improve me, then your decision, Hashem, is better than mine. I therefore leave all my concerns in your abiding decree and your highest providence. Put very simply, the purpose of davening is not to get our prayers answered. If it was, then what is Shevach and Hodah doing? Praising Hashem, we don't need to butter him up. It doesn't work that way. It's for us. The Mabit says in Beis Elokim, the purpose of Tefillah is for us to realize and recognize that there's nowhere else to turn other than Hashem. Of course, He knows what's best for us, and He'll give us whatever we need. We express our needs to Him, not so that we should get our needs filled, but rather that we should realize our sense of dependence on Him. Or in other words, as Rav Dessler explains, Hashem gives us a lack in our lives, things that we're missing, in order for us to connect to Him and draw close to Him. It's almost irrelevant whether we get that which we desire, because the purpose of Tefillah is the connection itself, rather than getting the outcome. Hashem runs the world. He gives us what's best for us. He knows what's best for us with an infinite wisdom. It will be presumptuous of us, says the Chovos HaLevavos, to think that we know better than Him. And therefore, when we daven, we're davening with a sense of connection and a sense of security that whatever the outcome is, whether our tefillahs will be answered in the way that we want or whether they won't, we're still in the best possible place because Hashem is giving us whatever we need. It's therefore the connection which is the desired outcome of the tefillah, that sense of dependence, that sense of awareness. That's what it's all about. So when we express our needs to Hashem, we're able to articulate our feelings and our sense of dependence. We're building and strengthening that connection. We're reinforcing our emunah. We're living with a sense of bitachon, with trust. We're putting our faith into practice by living with a concrete trust. We're expressing our needs to Hashem because He's real, because our relationship with Him is something that can be developed, something that can be concretized, and something that can be invested in on a daily basis. That is the goal of Tefillah, the connection itself. There's nothing more valuable or more precious than that.